Pascal, delighted to have you. And before we look at the big game tonight, talk to me, what do you make of Tyrone so far this season?
I suppose it's so far so good in terms of, you know, we've obviously obtained our 3 wins out of three so far. So they've done what has been asked of them. Obviously, you know, Mickey Hart would have put it to them. Look here, it's promotion back to Division 1 is the ultimate goal here. And the players seemingly have responded. Mickey has obviously blooded in several new players, especially from the victorious under-21 team last year. So certainly cast an eye over the squad, which is good, and a lot of players, a range of different players getting run out. So it's all been very positive for Tyrone so far.
And well, Derry this evening, as we said, obviously this is the fourth meeting, I think, so far this year.
Certainly reflecting a little bit back, I suppose, towards the mid-90s again, when we played Derry so often, things had gotten, games have went so close, and obviously it's carried a bit of a physical age till the games as well so far this year. So Tyrone have had his upper hand and have been delighted with that, but again, tonight is going to be another tough 70 minutes. Tyrone have been victorious, as I mentioned there, but have had to really battle and dig deep for them victories. So Derry again, they're going to come with a stiff test again. Obviously, it's in our backyard. There's going to be a wee bit of pressure there, maybe to deliver a result that way as well. But, you know, Tyrone Derry, there's never much between them, and there's always that physical age and a bit of bite to the fixture, which is, I suppose, what the fans want to see as well. And it's certainly going to be a tough one tonight.
Tell me, 7 changes. Niall Morgan in for Mickey O'Neill. Ronan McNamee returns at full-back for Hugh Pat McGeary. Rory Brennan replaces Justin McMahon at centre-half-back. You have Kieran McGeary, Peter Hart and Richard Donnelly coming in for Niall Stoughton, Mark Bradley and Conor Myler in the forward line. Conor McAlitsky is preferred up front for Darren McCurry. What do you make of all those changes?
I think it gives a good indication, you know, with the wealth of talent and youth is available to Mickey at the moment. Tom, he right through the McKenna Cup as well. He's cast the net out. He's took a lot of players, and especially what has really caught me own eye, especially at the moment, is the fact that he's been playing different, you know, a range of different players and different positions, and he's. Obviously, you know, he's looking deep into the squad to see what's there, and Tyrone really have really got a wealth of youth coming through, especially from the under-21 team that's there, and they're showing a real keenness and an eagerness to make their mark at senior level, and obviously they've responded to Mickey's challenge, you know, and got 3 wins out of three so far. So I think it's very, very good, and I think it's definitely been great work that Mickey's done, and especially given the lads plenty of game time.
Yeah, it's interesting you should say, obviously, trying out players in different positions, because I suppose that is the key to the modern game, isn't it? As we've seen with Dublin and other teams in recent years.
It certainly is, Tom. You know, it's when you look at the modern day corner forwards and things you get it now in the game today, and the way that the game has really become is not.
Or cornerbacks like Philly McMahon going up and getting on the end of scores and.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's all putting the shoulder to the wheel for the team, and you know, and looking at your corner forwards, they don't just stand in the corner no more. They have to, you know, tracking back and things like that, and showing their worth, you know, deep in their own half, things like that. So, certainly, the way the game has become, you know, all players, you know, it's just not. Suppose the orthodox weight system and play the ball in, he'll be there. You know, they've got to put a shift on all over the park and really add to the team game and the teamwork ethic. And you know, and obviously that.
Obviously, Mickey Hart wants to win. It's an important game. You know, in terms of as you mentioned earlier on, returning to Division One. Is there an element of shadow boxing going to go on this evening as well, given the big championship game that's coming up in Celtic Park in a couple of months' time?
That could certainly be the case, Tom. You know, obviously there's an eye cast forward to the championship fixture that's going to come up. That is the most important one, and you know, you would give up all victories now earlier on this year to be victorious come June time in Celtic Park. You know, and you know, Derry's going to come. They're going to want to get back on track after suffering a defeat to Galway last week. So obviously, you know, there are going to be that bit of shadow boxing again, maybe trying different players out, different positions. Damien Barton be very, very keen to see to see what he's got, you know, in preparation for Tyrone also. So it's going to be a very intriguing tie. It's going to be very interesting, and obviously there's going to be some nice wee matchups all over the park as well. And again, it's a stepping stone, you know, to get closer to securing Division One status, and that's going to be utmost in Mickey's mind, I think, tonight as well. And Damien Barton, is to get back up into the highest tier of league football, and that's certainly a goal for both teams.